USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr has told House lawmakers he will make public within a week redacted findings from the Russia probe. He insisted redactions are necessary to protect the integrity of ongoing investigations, grand jury, and sensitive intelligence materials, and also individual privacy. The Attorney General told Democrats they will only get explanations for any blacked-out sections.
We will color-code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is now promising a fight if his committee doesn't get the full report. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 190 points, the NASDAQ was down 44 points, and the S&P 500 down 18. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
A major snowstorm will bear down on the nation's midsection later this week, bringing blizzard conditions to the plains. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard says it may intensify into a bomb cyclone.
An axis of heaviest amounts is really South Dakota. So we're going from near the Nebraska-South Dakota border across much of the state of South Dakota and then into western Minnesota. Those are the areas where we could see 1 to 2 feet of snow by the time it's all set and done.
President Trump now says he won't reinstate a protocol to remove migrant children from their parents.
I'm the one that stopped it.
The Trump administration's policy of separating families have brought criticism from Republicans as well as Democrats and promoted numerous lawsuits.
When you don't do it, it brings a lot more people to the border. We are not looking to do it. But President Obama had the law. We changed the law. And I think the press should accurately report it, but of course they won't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Greta Van Susteren is coming back to TV as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Back in February, the longtime TV newser Susteren announced her new gig as chief national political analyst for the local broadcast station company Gray Television. And she said at the time she also had a couple of nationally syndicated shows in development as part of the deal. Now a new Sunday public affairs program is apparently one of them. Van Susteren will launch the new weekly program called Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. It will begin in September on Gray's 93 stations, plus additional markets in Chicago and Milwaukee. They say the new show will reach 28% of the local news market in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Charges of plotting a terrorist attack are pending for a man from Maryland. John Clemens reports.
The National Harbor is a waterfront development of restaurants, retail outlets, and hotels in Maryland, just outside the nation's capital. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Rondell Henry wanted to create panic and chaos by using a stolen U-Haul van to drive over as many people as possible. Prosecutors also say Henry had hatred for disbelievers. Authorities were able to find his phone that featured images of the ISIS flag with a series of beheading videos. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.